Most survivors will not talk about it. I know that because I have survivor friends, but they don't talk about it. And I have a brother who's a survivor who never, ever talks about it, and he's older than me. You know, and I can tell that he's struggling in life, but it doesn't show. But, you know, he's in his personal life. But at the same time, it's so horrifying. I'm lost for words in this. You know, it just re-triggers the conversations I had with other survivors at this event that we had. A lot of people won't talk about it in the open, but when we gather up with all survivors, when we had that time, a lot of things were shared. You know, it's just tragic, bottom line. In my time, it won't end. And I'm going to be 60 pretty soon. And it's that crazy ripple effect that happens. Like, survivors teaching what they were taught in school to their kids, and then it passes down. I don't know if they'll ever end. But I know one thing is that the ripple effect, they don't even realize why they're like that, why their behavior is so different in many ways. Because it was taught to them. It was passed down like generation by generation. So I don't know. I know it won't happen in my time. It's too horrifying. The damage is done. You know, I work in the downtown east side in Vancouver, and I work with vulnerable people. And I see a lot of the indigenous people. They only realize that they are a ripple effect. They've heard of the residential school, but they don't know that they are part of it, that they're the ripple effect of it. So, I mean, they're lost.